Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
NCC President and CEO Mark Lang, as well as the NCC Senior Vice President John McGuire, had a chance to hold several meetings with representatives from key cotton producing countries and update them both on the cotton's current economic situation, as well as, more importantly, update these countries on the cotton provisions that are in the new Farm Bill just recently passed by Congress and currently being implemented by USDA.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Meet with, in particular, some of these sub-Saharan cotton-producing countries and stress the significant changes that occurred in the Farm Bill with the provisions for cotton. Explain the provisions of the new insurance product that will be available in 2015 for cotton, also known as stacks. And really to explain those changes and demonstrate how we feel like those changes meet any commitments within the WTO, but also provide a vehicle for finally resolving the WTO dispute that's been going on with Brazil.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton's had a long history going back more than a decade within as being a focus of the WTO. On one front, Brazil launched a case against U.S. cotton programs back in 2002. Ultimately, a panel ruled that the U.S. needed to make changes in the cotton program to be in compliance with our WTO commitments, and we think we've accomplished that with the new Farm Bill. The other focus within the WTO on cotton has been a focus by some of the less developed cotton-producing countries, particularly some of the countries in West Africa that have wanted to try to elevate cotton to a higher profile within the agriculture negotiations. I think this has been an opportunity to try to demonstrate that they shouldn't have any concerns about U.S. policy, but they need to be probably more concerned about some of the trade-distorting practices that go on in other countries such as China and India.